You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported a record 1,029 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and three deaths, a man in his 30s, a man in his 60s, and a man in his 80s, all of whom were unvaccinated. Of those 1,000 plus cases, the isolation status of 844 remains under investigation. Meanwhile, a lockdown in regional New South Wales will be extended to at least September the 10th, given the number of cases in Dubbo and across western New South Wales. The extension comes as an emergency medicine specialist, Dr. Claire Skinner, expressed concern about the number of people not going to hospital early enough when COVID symptoms first emerge.
Hats off to the hard work that my colleagues in emergency departments across New South Wales are doing, but we would far rather see someone early in the course of illness when we have the chance to intervene and to change the course of their illness than to see them when it's really late and they're already requiring ventilation or time in ICU.
After reaching 6 million vaccinations earlier in the week, fully vaccinated New South Wales residents will have some restrictions eased from the 13th of September. People who have had two doses and live outside the local government areas of concern will be able to gather outside in groups of five, within 5 kilometres from home. Households inside LGAs of concern who are fully vaccinated will also be able to gather outdoors, but need to follow existing restrictions such as curfews and exercise limits. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the move should help boost mental health. Chief Psychiatrist Dr. Murray Wright says it's also a reminder of the importance of reaching out to those experiencing particular challenges during the course of the pandemic.
People who live alone, people who have experienced loss, whether that's loss of their livelihood, their family, or a loved one, individuals who are still disconnected from their families because they're interstate or overseas, and also people who have been dealing with mental health issues, either pre-existing the pandemic or as a result of their experiences during the pandemic. And don't forget young people, because these individuals are beginning to make their way in the world, and that's hard enough at the best of times. It's really important to reach out to people and ask them how they're coping with these challenges.
An emergency relief is headed to the COVID-affected Victorian town of Shepparton as it struggles with thousands of people isolating. 18 of the state's 80 new infections are linked to the outbreak in the town, about 180 kilometres north of Melbourne. None were isolating during their infectious period, forcing about 17,000 residents in the region, which has a population of 65,000, to self-isolate. Premier Daniel Andrews says the people of Shepparton will get the help they need, with people delivering essential supplies door to door.
Dropping off food parcels, doing all those sorts of practical but very, very important things. We'll stick with the community of Shepparton and give them all the support that they require in this their time of need. I might just add that we've provided some additional support to Food Share, I think to the Red Cross and others. They're playing an important part in our response as well.
And the Australian Capital Territory government says Canberra has recorded 14 new infections, all are linked, with 13 quarantining throughout their infectious period. Overall, cases have grown to 190, a week from the scheduled end of Canberra's lockdown. Chief Minister Andrew Barr is due to announce on Friday what restrictions are going to apply, but confirms it's dependent on high vaccination rates.
And so vaccination and early vaccination is so critical now. There remains a high degree of uncertainty about what we're going to face locally and what will play out around us in New South Wales and across the nation. So as much as I would like to give absolute certainty on particular dates, we simply can't. We don't know what's going to transpire. All we can do is plan and prepare and reduce risk.
And Queensland has started work on a COVID-19 quarantine camp without federal government support one day after it halted hotel quarantine for interstate travellers. The state has paused hotel quarantine for people from hotspots in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT for 2 weeks amid a surge in arrivals, which has pushed the system past capacity. It's expected that facility will be completed by mid-2022, but Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says another facility will open by the end of the year.
Two are definitely better than one, and that would mean that we would not have to use, I would expect we would not have to use hotels. There are people that are wanting to return home, and I think the more facilities we have, the safer it is for them to return home. And well, I think you need that extra layer of protection because, you know, Australia has done such a great job in terms of controlling the virus. I mean, for a long period of time there, we were the envy of the world.
And all children aged 12 to 15 are to be vaccinated against coronavirus, with plans underway to expand the national rollout. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is expected to brief a national cabinet meeting of federal and state territory leaders on Friday. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.